in the task force of meetings that we were by the Senate House meetings that went on this summer, probably the main thing we heard from as far as recommendations was the fact that people want to be involved from a grassroots level and what's going to happen with the water. And as a result of that, one of the things we reviewed and looked at was what several states have done, which is forming regional planning groups that allows local grassroots input into the process of how the water should be allocated and put a structure put in place that allow each area of the state to have some input into how water resources are developed and utilized. Probably the major thing that come out of this water plan was the fact that over the next 50 years, we're going to be looking at something in the neighborhood of $82 billion worth of infrastructure needs. Currently, we have a lot of infrastructures in some of our smaller towns that were put in place almost 100 years ago, and this infrastructure is breaking down. We lose probably 30% of our water from the processing plant to the delivery point. If we can just cut that significantly, we're going to be a long ways in being able to move down the road on making our water better utilized as we continue. And what it does, the Water Resources Board currently has a lending program that was put in place probably 30 years ago. It has an excellent bond rating, a AAA bond rating, which is better than the state of Oklahoma as a whole. And it allows these communities to borrow money at a greatly reduced savings. It saves probably 10 to 15% over the cost that it would be to those if they went out on a regular bonding market. So it has a tremendous potential there to save communities and rural water districts, this sort of thing. Greatly be able to keep their rates a lot lower and greatly serve the customers of that entity.